You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Seahawks 5-12 on the money line, the Vikings are 2-1 and the match spread, the Seahawks -5.5 at 10-11, the Vikings +5.5 at 10-11, and the total points is set at 39.5, under is 10-11 and over is 10-11. I suppose the first thing we need to broach here, Gil, is the weather, because this could be one of the coldest games ever played in the National Football League, and I suppose that affects things. How it affects things, I'm not so sure, Gil, but it will be difficult for both teams to get anything going offensively if it's as cold as predicted.
Yeah, the total went down from 42.5 to 39.5 based on the weather. And the forecast for Sunday calls for a temperature of about 0 degrees Fahrenheit, which if you put in your Fahrenheit to Celsius converter, Dave, comes out to -18 Celsius. That's without wind. That's just what the temperature will be. And you're right. You know, what does that mean? Does the cold affect, you know, the football players out there? Obviously it does, but not to the extent that wind does. You know, wind really can affect the team that is reliant on the passing game. What is the effect of cold? And, you know, the implication is that the team that's not used to that cold will be the one that's most affected. But the truth is that the Vikings have been indoors. This franchise has been indoors for, you know, since 1981 until these past couple seasons. And, you know, I don't know that the Vikings are a team that won't be affected by the cold either. Now, there is something about the sideline. If it's sunny that day, the Vikings are on the sunny side of the field. They're on the north side. And some analysis tells you that the Vikings sideline could be as much as 20 degrees warmer in the sunshine than that of the visiting team, in this case, the Seahawks. So if it is sunny, maybe there's some argument to be made that the Vikings will be sunsplash and it'll be easier for them to thaw out, if you will. But generally speaking, what gets affected most by just sheer cold, wind aside, let's say there's no wind, cold is really affecting kickers more than anything. And you think, which of these two teams relies more on their field goal kicker? It's the Vikings with Blair Walsh. In fact, Bill Barnwell of ESPN.com did a great story about this, talking about how the fact that there are only five teams, who produced more field goals than offensive touchdowns this year, and the Vikings are one of those teams, with Walsh kicking 34 field goals, Teddy Bridgewater's offense generating only 32 touchdowns. So, I don't know. That's the thing that might be the most affected by the weather alone, is the Vikings kicking game.
We need to talk about that matchup in December as well, Gil, because the Seahawks battered the Vikings. They were dominant in every single area, as the scoreboard suggested at the end of the match as well. That surely had a big influence on the handicapping of this game. They completely obliterated the Vikings in that matchup.
38-7 was a destruction of the Vikings. Russell Wilson that day was just spectacular. 96.2 QBR out of 100, 21 of 27, 3 touchdowns and no picks. Teddy Bridgewater, on the other hand, just 118 yards, no touchdowns, 1 pick. He was sacked 4 times, and he had an 11.6 QBR. Again, that's out of 100. But those 4 sacks really is representative of what has been going on with Bridgewater throughout here. Over the last 8 games, the second half of the season, Bridgewater's been sacked, Dave, 24 times, and on 9.3% of his dropbacks for the season. That's the third highest mark in the league. That, to me, not only did it happen, you know, in spades in that one game against the Seahawks, but that gives you an indication that this is a problem for the Seahawks beyond that one day. And against a defense like the Seahawks, it's obviously going to come out. By the way, last week, you know, the Vikings won the NFC North with that win at Green Bay. Big win for that franchise. But in doing so, Bridgewater only threw for 99 yards.
Yes.
So, and you know, and he can't get the ball downfield, and now he's going up against a Seahawks team that is 5-0 in their last 5 road games. They've outscored opponents 142-34 on the road over those 5 games. That's despite a +1 turnover differential. So imagine that. They're beating teams on the road in the last five games, 142-34, and they're not even really getting the benefit of turnovers. They're just doing it face-to-face without stealing the ball from them. Over the last three road wins, 109-19 on the scoreboard. So, you know, look, there's a reason why the Seahawks are favored by 4.5 or 5 right here. I think they're the best team in the NFL. Imagine that. They're the sixth and final seed in the NFC, but I believe them to be the best team in the NFL. And I think this is a good matchup for the Seahawks in every way. That amazing defense. And by the way, this is only the, I believe it's the first time, yeah, it's the first time that a defense has won the points title 4 straight seasons. First time since the 1970 merger, that is.
Wow.
And they've held opponents to just 11 points per game over the last 5 games. I mean, you hold opponents to 11 points a game, you're going to win pretty much every time out.
For full transparency, Gil, for those Minnesota Viking fans out there listening, and for those people that are thinking about having a bet on the Minnesota Vikings this weekend, it is worth mentioning that nose tackle Linval Joseph and free safety Harrison Smith didn't play in that first meeting with the Seahawks back in December, and in particular, Linval Joseph is key to this franchise and their success at getting to Russell Wilson in this match. I think he's going to be an integral cog for the Vikings this weekend.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, the Vikings have a good young defense that they can rely on here for years to come. They are going to be a real force defensively, for sure. And do I think that they'll comport themselves better than the 38-7 final score that they did the first time when they played Seattle? Absolutely, I do. I don't expect it to be that big of a blowout. But the biggest key for the Minnesota Vikings is Adrian Peterson.
Yes.
And Adrian Peterson, you know, when they played the Seahawks the first time, 8 carries, 24 yards. So despite the fact that he's the only, you know, he's the only 1,000-yard rusher this year to get to the playoffs, it's just the team you don't want to play. You know, we talked about it on your podcast, Dave, for the last half of the season, I think, where I sort of said midway, I'm like, the Seahawks, and I said the Steelers as well, the teams you don't want to play in the playoffs. Well, I think the Seahawks are really the team you don't want to play in the playoffs. And that was sort of the funny part about winning the NFC North last Sunday night for the Vikings. Your reward, a home game against the Seahawks. Congratulations. And I think it's tough in that respect. You know, let's talk about a positive for the Vikings. Fifth best third down defense in the NFL, getting back to your defensive point. So one of Seattle's strengths has been keeping the ball, not being taken off the field, because they're the fourth best third down offense in the NFL. But the Vikings defense has really performed well on third downs. And so they will, you know, they're going to have to keep up that rate, get the Seahawks off the field. Now, this is a Seahawks offense that's going to have Marshawn Lynch back as well.
Yep.
So they got to deal with that. How much he'll play, how effective he'll be, we can only see. But the task is a tall one, but Minnesota's going to have to perform well on third downs to have any shot here.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.